This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Malaysian pharmacists show critical gaps in pharmaceutical waste management. A comprehensive survey of pharmacists in Malaysia's most populated states reveals significant deficiencies in pharmaceutical waste management practices, despite high awareness levels. The study, published in Global Health Journal by researchers Benaya Sapkota, Agamudu Periatambi, and Honggi Lee, found that while 89% of pharmacists recognized the importance of proper waste disposal, only 42% implemented adequate safety protocols. 89% of Malaysian pharmacists are aware of pharmaceutical waste risks, but practice lags behind knowledge. Pharmaceutical waste management practices. Among Malaysian pharmacists, survey responses from 312 pharmacists in Kuala Lumpur and Selangor, 2025 awareness of risks, 89 knowledge of guidelines, 76%, adequate training received, 58%, proper safety protocols, 42%. Source Sapkota et al., Global Health Journal 2026, Georgian Medical Journal News. Knowledge practice gap threatens environmental safety. The cross-sectional survey conducted by Benaya Sapkota and colleagues examined 312 pharmacists across Kuala Lumpur and Selangor states. According to the study, 76% reported familiarity with national waste management guidelines, though implementation remained inconsistent across pharmacy settings. The research found that 68% of pharmacists lacked access to specialized disposal containers, while 34% reported inadequate storage facilities for hazardous pharmaceutical waste, according to the Global Health Journal study. Community pharmacies showed the largest gaps, with only 38% implementing proper segregation protocols compared to 67% in hospital settings, according to Sapkota et al. This disparity highlights the need for targeted interventions in community pharmacy practices. Training deficits undermine safety protocols. The survey revealed that 42% of respondents had never received formal training on pharmaceutical waste management, according to findings published in the Global Health Journal. Among those who had training, 28% described it as inadequate or outdated, according to the study. Pharmacists working in rural areas faced additional challenges, with 55% reporting limited access to waste collection services, according to Sapkota et al. The study documented that improper disposal methods, including mixing pharmaceutical waste with general refuse, occurred in 31% of surveyed pharmacies. The research also highlighted positive correlations between years of experience and proper waste handling practices, according to the Global Health Journal study, suggesting that professional development initiatives could significantly improve outcomes. Economic and environmental implications. The study quantified the economic impact of inadequate pharmaceutical waste management, estimating annual disposal costs at RM 2.3 million across the two states, according to the research findings. However, researchers noted that proper implementation could reduce long-term environmental remediation costs by up to 65%, according to the study. Environmental concerns featured prominently in pharmacist responses, with 73% expressing worry about groundwater contamination from improper disposal, according to Sapkota et al. The survey documented that antibiotics and hormonal medications were most frequently disposed of inappropriately, raising concerns about antimicrobial resistance development in environmental settings. Regulatory compliance varied significantly, with 29% of pharmacists reporting uncertainty about legal requirements, according to the Global Health Journal study. The study authors recommended strengthened oversight and clearer guidelines to address these regulatory gaps. Despite high awareness levels at 89%, only 42% of Malaysian pharmacists implement adequate pharmaceutical waste management protocols, creating significant environmental and public health risks. Sapkota et al., Global Health Journal, 2026. Key takeaways: 89% of pharmacists recognize pharmaceutical waste risks, but only 42% follow proper safety protocols. Sapkota et al., Global Health Journal, 2026. Community pharmacies lag behind hospitals in waste management practices, 38% versus 67% compliance. Sapkota et al., Global Health Journal, 2026. 42% of pharmacists lack formal training in pharmaceutical waste disposal methods. Sapkota et al., Global Health Journal, 2026. Frequently asked questions: what are the main risks of improper pharmaceutical waste disposal? Improper disposal can lead to environmental contamination, antimicrobial resistance development, and potential harm to wildlife and human health through water supply contamination. How should expired medications be properly disposed of? Medications should be segregated by type, stored in designated containers, and collected by licensed waste management services, rather than being thrown in regular trash or flushed down drains. What training do pharmacists need for waste management? Pharmacists require comprehensive training covering waste classification, storage protocols, safety procedures, and regulatory compliance, with regular updates to maintain current knowledge. The research findings will inform Malaysia's upcoming revision of pharmaceutical waste management guidelines, with implementation planned for late 2026, according to the study authors. The authors emphasize that addressing these gaps requires coordinated efforts between regulatory bodies, professional organizations, and individual pharmacy practitioners to ensure sustainable and safe pharmaceutical waste management practices nationwide. Source: Pharmacists' Awareness, Readiness, and Practice on Safe and Sustainable Pharmaceutical Waste Management. Cross-sectional survey in Kuala Lumpur and Selangor, Malaysia. At context, pharmacists show critical gaps in pharmaceutical waste management. Description: Malaysian pharmacists show high awareness, 89%, but poor implementation, 42%, of pharmaceutical waste management protocols. New research reveals critical safety gaps. Author: at type, organization, name GMJ editorial team. Publisher: at type, organization, name GMJ News, Georgian Medical Journal. Date published: 2026-05-21. Date modified: 2026-05-21. At context, are the main risks of improper pharmaceutical waste disposal? Accepted answer: at type, answer, text. Improper disposal can lead to environmental contamination, antimicrobial resistance development, and potential harm to wildlife and human health through water supply contamination. At type, question, name. How should expired medications be properly disposed of? Accepted answer: at type, answer, text. Medications should be segregated by type, stored in designated containers, and collected by licensed waste management services, rather than being thrown in regular trash or flushed down drains. At type, question, name. What training do pharmacists need for waste management? Accepted answer, text. Pharmacists require comprehensive training covering waste classification, storage protocols, safety procedures, and regulatory compliance, with regular updates to maintain current knowledge.